Good afternoon. It is 3:01 p.m. We are here today, February 16th, 2026, via Zoom meeting for the status hearing of OPAPA 26-001, General Pacific Services LLC versus the Department of Public Works. Presiding over the hearing today is Public Auditor Benjamin J.F. Cruz. For the record, also present from the Office of Public Accountability is Jared Hernandez. Will appellant GPS please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
Good afternoon, Mr. Public Auditor, Mr. Hernandez. This is Josh Walsh for the appellant GPS. Also present on the call, I think, is Mr. Robert Tolkis. He's our representative. Thank you.
Thank you. Will purchasing agency DPW please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
Good afternoon. My name is Patrick Laylor, LALOR for the record. I represent the Department of Public Works. With me here as well is Mr. Areola and Mr. Ibon, or Ms. Ibon, yes, sorry.
Thank you. Will interested party Cortec International Corporation please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
Good afternoon. Hearing on behalf of Cortec, Joyce Tang and Serena Cassidy.
Thank you. You may proceed.
Jarek, Lydia, and Joseph.
I don't see him yet.
Can you resend him the invite? He's on Google. Does he come on yet?
Not yet. He's logging on now.
Good afternoon, everybody. Also joining in on this call is Mr. Joseph McDonald, hearing officer of the Office of Public Accountability. I received everybody's filings this morning. And will recuse myself at this point. Mr. McDonald.
Yes, thank you, Your Honor. Hello, everyone. Joseph McDonald, hearing officer for 26-001 001 OPA appeal. Let's go ahead and Jarek and do a roll call.
Sorry, we ready?
Oh, you already did.
Everyone, yeah.
So, okay, sorry.
So at this point, I guess just for the record, the public auditor is officially recusing himself and appointing attorney Joseph McDonald as the hearing officer.
That is correct.
Okay. So I guess the first thing I'd like to do is it's GPS's appeal. Many things have been filed, some kind of out of order, the ordinary course. Can you just tell me, give a quick, you know, synopsis of where you think we are having filed this appeal and in regards to your protest and the procurement?
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Hearing Officer. So two pathways here. We've got our notice of appeal in the regular course on the procurement protest that was filed. It seems like in the regular course, but as the motion to dismiss highlights and as our procurement appeal emphasizes, it was filed after the 60-day lapse of time for DPW to provide a protest answer to the agency level protest. Those protest denials or affirmances haven't come in. So I think we need to deal with that motion to dismiss that was filed, as would be any case sort of motion to dismiss on the appeal of the protest side. Now, we have perspectives on that. There's no secret there. I think we highlighted in our notice of appeal of that issue that we want an agency decision. So, you know, if Mr. Areola's office is going to issue an agency decision, we'd like that. But there's a motion to dismiss. I'd like to respond to Mr. Lehler's motion. I just need a few days to do that. I'd also like to preserve, of course, regular motion opportunities if you retain jurisdiction on this matter. But I suspect that after we address the motion to dismiss, we'll be in a world where the public auditor's office is ordering DPW, as has been the case in the past, to make a decision rather than continue to wait to not make a decision. That's what I think the precedent will show in our response to Mr. Lehler's motion. But Mr. Lehler is correct, as we pointed out in our notice of appeal. There's not an agency level decision. So that's the procurement protest side of things. We also have on file with the OPA, we didn't quite know what to call it because we didn't get served with it until I think the OPA saw it, but this determination of need. So I think prior to that determination of need was filed at the OPA, or the request for the OPA to sign off on that determination of need. Since we heard about it in the ether in the evening of a Friday evening, we went ahead and filed what we called a notice of appeal. I also think it called it an opposition to the determination of need. So that's also running as in the regular course of what happens in a determination of need where the public auditor has not signed off on it yet. The last time I was looking at procedure, and how that's been handled previously, that was in the JFK building contract scenario. In that scenario, public auditor's office had about a month of briefing, and then we had a hearing on the merits of this determination of need. And then the public auditor made a decision after that to sign off on the determination of need. So there are two tracks here. One track is our appeal of this decision to blow through the automatic stay. And the other one is our appeal of what we took as a constructive denial of DPW. I think both need to be resolved. And, you know, I'm looking forward for an opportunity to fully brief now that the agency report has come in, this determination of need. So that's what I think needs to happen. I'll okay. address any questions you have or stand by. Thank you.
I just want to hear the party's positions on where we are in this matter. Mr. Lehler?
From our position, Mr. McDonald, and good afternoon. You and I have never met. DPW's position is that from straightforward, in terms of the determination of need, by statute, what is required there is that DPW, Department of Education, and the Office of the Attorney General all signed off on it. That's what the statute calls for, and it was met as such. We've met that requirement. And I need to apologize. I'm still getting that echo background. And as to the other appeals and protests, as you are no doubt aware, Mr. McDonald, under 5425, there has been no determination of that. Now, my words, I believe that GPS is engaged in a little sleight of hand here and bouncing back and forth between 5425 and 5427. 5427 is post-decision, and there has been no decision made on that. So at this point, based on OPA's own standing precedent that is actually cited in Mr. Walsh's brief, right now OPA has no jurisdiction, and this is all moot until a decision is actually made. At best, OPA can look and say, okay, DPW, you need to make a decision on this. You need to move it along. But beyond that, there's no subject matter jurisdiction to proceed.
Okay, and then Cortec.
Good afternoon. Cortec's position is that the Office of Public Accountability needs to resolve the issue on the determination of need first and foremost. With respect to the motion to dismiss on the jurisdictional issue, I agree with Mr. Lawler that is a issue, but I think the determination of need is the most urgent and should be the priority.
Okay. Thank you. So I do kind of think that the determination of need takes priority in this point. And it's actually a determination of substantial interest, a need to award this without delay to protect the substantial interest. So when, and I attended the prior hearing. In that hearing, Mr. Walsh, you had stated that you needed some discovery. Can you just give me an idea of what you're talking about?
I only said that because I hadn't seen Mr. Lehler's agency report yet. I agree with Ms. Tang. This issue of the determination of need, I think everybody wants that resolved so we know we can tell our clients what way we're moving on these things. So I don't need any discovery. I mean, if the agency's report and the agency's submission of determination of needs what they're standing on, I'm ready to brief that closed universe of facts. And then deal with whatever reply the agency gives us and argue it in front of you when you want to set us up for that argument.
Okay,
But
good.
I'm not going to be articulating or trying to move for any sort of discovery on the determination of need. What we have is a procurement record is what they cited, and their determination of need is what it is. Thank you.
Okay. So, since it is an urgent matter, I wanted to have this disposed of on an urgent basis. Jarek, remind me, normally when we have a motion, and since this is actually the way I see this is sort of a since there's an a protest of the determination, I would imagine that you should go first, right, Mr. Walsh?
So I kind of agree with that in theory, but I think the way to think about it, and I'm happy to hear Mr. Lalor tell me if I'm wrong on this, but I think the agency has gone ahead, even though they haven't served it on me, the agency has went ahead and asked the OPA to confirm its determination of substantial interest. So I think that's been filed at the OPA, their need for the OPA to sign off. So I think that's step one. I think step two is I've appealed that. And I should be able to brief it. So I think, yes, if you call that me going first, I need an opportunity to respond to all the law and the facts that they put in and what they submitted. And I would imagine that Mr. Ariola's team is going to want a chance to reply to what I put in. So, yes, I do think you're right. I go next, but I think that's technically going second because the agency has articulated its need
Correct.
already to the OPA. I will just put on the record, I continue to not be served with anything from anybody, and I've got to go to a website to find this. I think I did get the determination over the counter from Mr. Banyas' team eventually, but I would appreciate, contemporaneous service on items. But that's my view, Mr. McDonald, is that I should get the briefing. I'll take whatever calendar you give me on it. I'll ask for no more time for them to get a reply other than what's necessary, and let's have a hearing.
I need to clarify that in the copy of what's been filed, February 6th, there's a CC for General Pacific Services Inc. Was that not served on you? Or was it just served on the business?
Yeah, you're right. So, I mean, I'm not making an affirmative motion to strike anything here. I'm just asking for some courtesies. I'm getting people are emailing my client other than me or calling my client in weird hours, but not me. And we have a dedicated e-service address at my law office and a dedicated window, like you can serve it like it's 2020.
Okay.
So, I know DPW eventually did that. I'm just asking for some courtesies on service to the regular address. Yes, we can send things to our clients, but I'm pretty sure Mr. Lehler would prefer that I not just send things to Mr. Ariola, that I also include him as counsel. So, we're trying to do that with the civil division at the AG's office. That
Okay,
it's served.
Mr. Lehler, can you go ahead and just send that? Is email sufficient, Mr. Walsh?
Yeah, I don't want to make this bigger than it is. Yes, our e-service address is fine for service. Thank you.
Okay. Go ahead and
And that's
paste
on
it.
our pleading. That's on our pleading masthead.
And to be
Okay.
clear, to be clear, Mr. McDonald, not to belabor the point, but we did email it to Mr. Walsh. He asked that it be specifically served. So, however he wants to do it, admittedly, I'm the new guy in town, and I'm used to how we did things in Texas, but that's not an excuse.
Yeah.
However you want
Well,
it, Mr. Walsh, we'll get it for you.
thank you. I work with a Texas bar member. Even they at Texas will say who their electronic service address is. JD Walsh at RWT.com is a cool place to send me things about the next CLE or your CLE request. I want e-service at my e-service address that's on the caption, which is the same as we've practiced law for 100 years.
Fair enough.
Okay.
We can do
Okay.
that. That's not a problem.
Okay. All right. So let's go ahead and serve it at his office's email service address.
Yes, sir.
And that goes for all papers moving forward. Now, the reason why I said you go first, Mr. Walsh, is because my reading of the rules is once that determination has been made, an appeal has to or a protest has to be made within 2 days a receipt of that determination. And so I believe counting the weekend, you had a timely protest on the 9th. So this thing is live. It now being live, we will go ahead with a briefing schedule. And I think the issues are pretty straightforward. Okay. It's compliance with the statute, right? Including what the statute requires in order for the confirmation or rejection. And whether or not it's sufficient. And how much time, Mr. Walsh? I'll be off island from March 13th to the 24th. I don't mind doing one hearing while I'm off island, but how much time would you require? 2 weeks or less?
Yeah, I mean, I'll take the 2 weeks. The only reason I asked for that is I think the precedent from the OPA was to have about a month from the appeal. As I read the calendaring from the last time, about a month from this date to whenever the hearing is. I think that gave folks about 2 weeks apiece to put their briefing in. Me and then Mr. Lehler's team can send a reply in, and then we can argue it when you want to argue it. So I would appreciate that time. Yes, thank you.
Okay, 2 weeks for the opening brief. And then responses by agency and interested party. How long do we normally give Jarek? 2 weeks? 1 week?
5 days.
5 days, 5 business days.
I've got no objection to giving them the full week or a little bit longer. I mean, I do think that following the motion schedules that we use in a regular appeal are important, but I want to avoid anybody saying that we didn't get enough time to get the issues out there to the OPA. So I've got no objection to, a little bit more time since I'm getting the 2 weeks to get this in for Mr. Laylor and Ms. Tang's team. That way we could make sure we don't have any concerns about if it's enough time.
Very
Though
well,
I
we
know Ms.
can.
Cassidy can get anything knocked out as quick as she wants if she wants to.
Very well, one calendar week. Is that sufficient, Mr. Lehler?
I appreciate that. Can we split the difference, say 10 days?
Mr. Walsh?
Yeah, I'm fine with that as long as that's enough time for the hearing officer to read them all.
Was that enough time for interested party?
10 days. Yes, 10 days is sufficient. Thank you.
Okay, now I forget. It's been a while since I've done this. Do we normally have a reply, Jarek?
Yes, so whenever there's a motion, there's the initial motion, then there's the reply to the motion, and then a rebuttal.
Okay.
And it's typically a week each.
Is that okay, Mr. Lehler? 1 week.
Yes, sir. I did want to let you know, just for planning purposes, I will be off island from the 1st of April through the 18th.
Okay, so 2 weeks. Where are we, Jarek? 2 weeks plus 10 days plus 1 week. What date does that bring us to?
So for 2 weeks, I guess the deadline for the initial filing will be the 3rd, March 3rd. And then a week from that is March 10th.
10 days.
Oh, sorry, 10 days. That would be the 13th, right? Because 10 days, the 10th is a week plus 3 more days, that's the 13th. So Friday the 13th,
Okay.
that would be the 10 days.
And then 7 days for the reply would be the 20th.
The 20.
Which makes a hearing
The week of the
awesome.
23rd,
The week of the 23rd.
which is before Mr. Laylor said he will be off island.
I will be in a mediation in Los Angeles that week. It's involving the ORDOT dump. It's scheduled for the 24th and 5th. Can we move it to the following week?
Mr. Lehler will be off filing for.
Oh,
Well, he
okay.
said
When
the
does Mr.
first, so can we
Lehler
do the
leave?
30th? I believe.
How do folks feel about the 30th of March for a hearing?
I'm going to be in Boston for a deposition.
How about the 27th, which is a Friday?
I'm going to be in Buffalo for a deposition. But we have, I mean, look, I do appreciate because I've represented interested parties before, but the real parties here in this show is the determination that was made by DPW, not a determination that was made by CORTEC, right? So CORTEC had no role, supposedly, right, as I understand, in the formation of that determination. CORTEC is just the party that wants to roll its bulldozers. Mr. Laylor's client, they made a determination that they have to defend, and I'm attacking it. So while I understand that the interested party may be unavailable because of some other factors, once their brief is in, this is really an argument between DPW defending its position and me attacking its position. So
I want to dig into
I'd
that
like
a
to add
little.
one thing.
I want to dig into that a little bit further before you proceed, Ms. Tang. So, an award has or has not been made.
It's only a proposed award. They haven't signed contracts. There's no award.
Okay.
We are pre-award. But a determination has been made. So that's, I think, to the point about how we have a live issue that is before the OPA, because even if there wasn't jurisdiction for the procurement protest appeal beyond telling DPW to write an answer, the fact remains that we are before the OPA on the determination question.
Okay, Ms. Tang.
Thank you. I think Mr. Walsh forgets that as interested party, CORTEC has due process rights.
All right. All I can say is that the determination states that award without delay is necessary. So I would like not to delay this any further.
May I ask when Mr. Walsh is going to be traveling?
Mr. Walsh.
Yeah, so I'm still working out with Mr. Thompson about our depot schedules, but I think the idea is to be on the East Coast 25th, 26th, so I can finish what I'm doing. And then after my depots, I have a little bit of time that week, 31, 1, 2, 3, but I understand Mr. Lehler's not present.
Mr. Layla, your scheduled absence will be the first through when?
Through the 18th.
Lordy.
I apologize, but it was a trip that was booked years ago. So
How about
if anybody wants to
the
call my if anybody wants to call my wife and tell her I'm not coming.
thirtieth? I'm sorry, is the 30th a workable day? I forget, was there a conflict on that day?
Yes, I'm in discovery work.
I thought your discovery was the previous week,
There are
right?
two discovery events, Joyce.
Okay.
But again, Mr. Hearing Officer, if the past precedent was to knock this out in a month, I don't know why it's the appellant who is challenging this who's the only one that says, let's get this done in the month.
No, I'm saying we need to get it done.
Yeah, okay, you and the hearing officer and the appellant. But I mean, there are other attorneys
When
in
is
these
it? So we have
offices.
20th. So if we have the here, okay, the last brief is going to be filed on the 20th. That's the Friday.
I don't return.
Can
I
we
won't
do
be
it
on
on
the
the
island until the
23rd?
I
Can we
won't
do
be
it
on the
on
island until the 24th. I'll be en route.
the? Oh, so you're off island too.
Yeah,
But that
I
during
mean,
the time we're not available on the 23rd or the 24th.
yeah, I actually board the 23rd, which puts me here on the 24th.
But what about
So
compacting our briefing schedule?
we
I
could
was
do
the one who wanted
that.
to be
We
nice and say
can.
give everybody 10 days, but maybe we go shorter on the briefs.
We could do that. But
That's fine, right?
that's still, we would have to have the hearing while I would be remote. And I think we want to do this in person, don't we, folks?
That's my preference, but I mean, let's get it done however you want to get it done, Mr. Hearing Officer. I think time is important.
So our folks here
Let's
on the
just do it
25th.
remotely, right? Let's just do it remotely then, because I think with everyone's travel schedules, if we don't do it remotely, it's going to be kicking, it's going to go into April. So we're fine with a remote hearing earlier, remote hearing and compressing some of the response dates.
Let me ask this, is anybody going to be calling witnesses?
Now, this is, I think, the appellant's perspective is that any facts have already been established by the determination that was submitted by DPW. So this is just sort of an application of the law to those submitted facts.
Okay. Mr. Lehler, is that correct for your position?
That's where we are.
Okay. All right. So,
Are you able to have that hearing remotely on the 23rd, as Ms. Tang suggested?
the 23rd, I'm getting on a plane.
Okay.
So, how about the 20th, the Friday before, which
Okay.
is, does that work for everyone? If we can back the dates out for the back work backwards from the hearing date.
So we would shorten the reply to, I guess, the 18th.
Okay.
Okay. And the hearing is on the 30th, right? That's We're working backwards from the hearing date on the 30th.
20th.
20th, excuse me. March 20th.
Okay, Jarek.
So hearing 20, I get a reply in on the 18th if I need one, and then you guys get your responses by opening briefing on still on the 13th or earlier.
How about giving me to the 13th, but I will do my best to get it in before that.
Yeah. Actually, Mr. Hearing Officer, why don't we just shorten my reply? I've got to get everything. I got to get my arguments out in the opening brief anyways. So why don't we, if I suggest we hold to the hearing on the 20th, I, instead of getting 7 days on the reply, I get my reply in on the 18th, and then the other dates remain the same. I'll just shorten the reply.
So your reply is on the 18th.
Yeah.
The response to your motion is on the 13th.
Yep. And my brief is in on the 3rd.
And your opening brief is in on the 3rd.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Are you okay with the 13th interested party and agency? Yes.
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 Yes. Mr. Thank you.
Yes. Okay.
Yes. Can I just have one request for the hearing on the hearing on the, I think the 20th, right?
Yes.
Can that be scheduled in the morning? Guam time.
The appellant's
morning Guam time is 10 o'clock. Let's say 10 o'clock on the West Coast is 4. I can even go as early as 9.
Perfect.
I do have an engagement on the 19th stateside in the afternoon evening. So yeah, I can do a 9 a.m. on the 20th, which would be 3 p.m. on the West Coast, which is where I'll be.
Thank you.
Everybody
and
okay
Mr. Lawler,
with
Mr.
everybody
Lawler's,
okay with 9 a.m. on Friday, the 20th, for a hearing? Agency? Yes?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Walsh?
Let's do it. I mean, I would have asked for 9:30, a little bit of time to get another cup of coffee, but no, let's get it done at 9.
Let's do it 9:30. I don't see this going. I don't see this going past 2 hours.
I expect you to be fully informed of everything from the briefs, Mr. Hearing Officer. Thank you.
Okay. All right. And then, so Mr. Mr. Hernandez, for the record, please repeat all the dates and the schedule.
Okay. And just for the record, I will also issue the scheduling order. So the first is the filing for the initial brief is going to be Tuesday, March 3rd. The reply is due Friday, March 13th. And the rebuttal is Wednesday, March 18th, with the hearing scheduled virtually on Zoom for 9:30 a.m. on Friday, March 20th.
Great. Looking forward to these wonderful briefs.
Thank you all. Thank you, Mr. Hearing Officer.
Anybody have anything else before we adjourn? No.
None from the appellate.
Not from the interested party.
And not from the agency.
Okay, well, I want to thank you all for attending today's hearing. Looking forward to the briefs. Let's go off the record.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We're off the record at 3:35 p.m. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, Mr. Hernandez. Thanks, everybody.